Welcome to the September Living Show. I'm Gary B.
And I'm Terry D.
This is the show for us 50-plus and baby boomers, for active seniors and the not-so-active as well.
And for you younger caregiving heroes and family decision makers out there, too. Get the answers you need. Enjoy great guests, including authors, national experts on travel, shopping, aging in place, health and fitness,
family, finance, legal issues, veterans, the economy, home and garden, and sports. Hey, we always have fun covering topics of the past, present, and future.
We are here for you to have fun, but also be helpful as we can in addressing your personal and family concerns.
September Living, the fun, informational resource you can trust. We're happy to have you with us today. Sit back and enjoy the September Living Show.
Gary B., how are you today?
Well, I'm enjoying life, but you don't want to run around with a bag of pills in your hand. If you can't, you know, if you can help it, but, you know, that happens sometimes. But the thing is that you can help yourself out. Don't just let life run you.
Exactly.
But you run your own life. Be proactive rather than reactive. And without further ado.
Well, I think Caroline's going to help us and our listeners learn more about how we can help ourselves. Are you with us, Caroline?
I'm here. Hello to both of you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Caroline, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself. I know you've got your hands in a lot of different things here, but it'll give them a chance to learn a little bit about you.
Okay, sure. My name is Caroline Blazovsky, and I've been a national healthy home expert for over 16 years. And basically what that means is that my job is to work with homeowners and physicians to sort of help determine how healthy your home is and to determine if there are things in your home that could be potentially be making you sick or there are places in your home that we can improve wellness. So I work a lot with different clients that are interested in making better home environments.
And I think what we want to do too, Caroline, is let our listeners kind of follow along as we're going through. I want to give you your website because I've been on it and it's very impressive. A lot of great tips. And the website, and I'll give it several times throughout the hour here speaking with Caroline, is healthyhomeexpert.com. And by going to that website, it just opens up a lot of great, it is a great website, first of all, Caroline. I want to applaud you for that. And kind of tell us what went together when you put all those pieces together.
Well, we started, you know, years ago, I had terrible allergies myself. I mean, this is going back about 20 years. And I realized there weren't a lot of resources for people if you did have allergies or you weren't feeling well, and you sort of had these nondescript symptoms. And I started researching about molds and allergens, and I obviously went back for quite a bit of scientific background and knowledge over the years and sort of created a story and an understanding of how our homes play into our health. And working with physicians has been a passion of mine where I've been able to explain to doctors why it's important to look at our environment. I always compare it to the Little House on the Prairie episodes where Doc Baker used to come to the house and he'd see you as a patient. The doctor would see his patient and he could understand the environment. He could understand more about the patient in general. And now, you know, with current modern medicine, we visit a doctor and the doctor looks at our blood work and maybe he asks us about what we eat and put into our bodies. But the part of our environment sort of gets lost. So my job is to bring the environment and that piece of a puzzle to a physician so he can make a better diagnosis of his patient.
Okay. All right. Well, there's been a lot of talk here the last few years, Caroline, about this four-letter word that starts with an M, and it's mold. And I think it's probably prevalent just about everywhere. When sometimes people think about mold, they think about what's going on in the air itself, pollen, ragweed, mold, that type of thing. But there can also be mold in a house. What is mold? And how does it make a home unhealthy?
Well, molds are funguses that when in the natural or out in the environment are really great because they break down wood or organic materials. But what happens is when we start to get moist conditions in our homes or we have water infiltration or leaks or plumbing, something goes wrong with our plumbing or flooding, mold starts to grow inside. And when it does, it can become a problem not only for our health and wellness, but it can become a problem with allergies.
Yeah.
So, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so the interesting about thing about molds, which I like to explain to people, is they're very similar to us. They're not very different. So they need food and water and air to survive. And when they get that perfect cocktail of this, oh, I'll have some drywall, which is in the basement that just got wet, which is like chocolate cake to them. They start to feed on this stuff, and then they love it, and they'll take up residence in your home, and then you'll start to have a problem. So it's really important to monitor every 3 to 5 years to make sure you don't have mold, whether you see it or not.
Now you're starting talking about chocolate cake and everything, Terry. I'm getting hungry. It's getting near lunch here, but then you put it into perspective, and that's a great analogy when you paint that for individuals out there, Caroline. Simply because you're titled America's Healthy Home Expert, it comes into play here because right on your homepage, as I mentioned, and that website again, healthyhomeexpert.com. Soon as you open up that page, bingo! There's a test kit for your house for toxins that could exist.
Exactly. And we have different kits for different things. We test for molds and allergens, but we also test for volatile organic compounds, VOCs, and those are chemicals that you have in your home. So we do a lot of testing for that as well. And then, of course, for animal proteins and proteins that come from dust mites, which are other types of allergens. So we do quite a bit of testing that people can choose to do on their homes to sort of see where they fit in and how healthy their home is.
Yeah, and that is something there too, Caroline, that when you put together that that those different thoughts for individuals, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that it's not really, people don't think about, they think about their bodies more, which is good, but the thing is the environment around your body that you have. When you go outside, it's a different environment. When you come inside, especially during the wintertime, you're all locked in. You're up in the New Jersey area, so you're locked in for probably, what, 6 months out of the year up there?
Right, exactly. And these, unfortunately, when we go to a doctor, the doctor will tell the doctor, okay, we eat this, we want our blood tested to see what our DNA is, but we often forget about our environment, what we're exposed to every day, whether it's at work or at home. And those exposures, if you've got a bunch of them, so maybe you have mold and you have pets and you have some chemicals in your home, those add up. And when those become a bucket, then they can start to contribute to health effects. So what we try to do is make sure that you don't have anything that's really out of line with what should be occurring. You know, you don't want to have anything that's in excess.
You know, and that's very important too. Individuals may not realize that. You go to work and maybe where you work, there's different toxins in the air there. It's on your clothes. You come into the house and you just throw the clothes into the basket. And they sit there maybe for a couple days till you do the wash. And what happens? Well, it's infiltrating your house.
Absolutely. It's so great that you brought that up because that is particularly true for gasoline. So even if you go to pump gas, you don't have to come in contact with the gas. You never have to spill it on you. But just the action of pumping gas into your gas tank, you are exposed to all that gasoline, which will actually sit on your clothes. And until you wash them, that's exactly what happens. It sits in the corner of your laundry basket or in your laundry room, and it outgasses that gasoline fume. So that's why when I test a lot of homes and we look at these chemical numbers that we examine, gasoline is one of the things that we look at to see how much gasoline people are exposed to and if they're overexposed.
Carolyn, on the other side of the break here, let's talk a little bit about how we can improve our lives by like where we live or where we sleep and things of that sort. And also we're going to talk about the Green American Approval business that Caroline is part of. Again, we're speaking with Caroline Blazowski, and she is America's Healthy Home Expert. That's Terry D. I'm Gary B. We'll be right back with September Living.
And we're back talking with Caroline Blazowski. How did I do there, Caroline?
That's good. You did well.
Blazowski. Is that better? And
yep.
And Caroline is America's Healthy Home Expert. And before the break, we were talking about a lot of different things. Mold being something that probably lurks in a lot of people's houses and they're just not even aware of. And what happens, Caroline, when you test something like that and you come across that? What things can people do for themselves to, you know, make themselves healthier when they find such a thing?
Well, if you were to choose to do a test, and I recommend that people do a test every 3 to 5 years. And the reason I recommend this is because a lot of the times you're fortunate, right? You'll see mold, But a lot of the times it can be in your building envelope, which is between the walls, under toilets, sinks, behind dishwashers, kitchen appliances. You'll start to have mold growth because of condensation. Your toilet sweats, for example, and underneath your plywood will start to rot out. As kitchens and bathrooms get to be about 25 years old, I say it's usually time for a remodel. So you want to do a test, even though you don't necessarily see mold, because it can be lurking behind things that you can't see. And what happens with these molds is, and I like to explain a little bit about mold, if you guys don't mind me getting a little science-y on you. But
please do.
What's interesting about molds is they actually do three things, right? So you've got this fuzzy-looking thing that you'll see on a piece of fruit or growing in your shower, this nasty-looking fuzz. That has in it what's called a beta-glucan. And this beta-glucan is sort of similar. It's like a protein that molds put out, and that protein causes a certain percentage of the population to have allergies. So that's the first thing, right? So you get this fuzzy thing, it puts out this protein, you get allergies. Then what molds also do is they sort of resemble someone smoking cigarettes in your home. So they breathe in and out, just like humans do, and they put chemicals into the air, what are called MVOCs. Chemicals, just like we, if you were to inhale paint or you were to inhale a personal care product, same thing, like smoke cigarettes, putting off this chemical into the air. Thirdly, if you get this toxic mold that we hear about, people say, I've got toxic mold in my home, or I've had to move out of my house, it made me sick. That type of mold produces a mycotoxin. So that gets throughout your clothing, your bedding, your house, and these are mycotoxins that we're finding really affect the immune system and can make people feel really not well and quite ill. So molds do these three things, and they're not good things. So that's why we're really concerned about them being in an environment, and that's why we want you to test and to make sure that you don't have them over a certain acceptable level.
Again, if somebody has perhaps asthma, mm-hmm. and they're living amongst some of this, and they find that their asthma is being triggered, or you know, they're just more sensitive to things, could that be a sign that they're living with something unhealthy?
Absolutely. And molds are known to trigger asthma and to exacerbate problems. So if you already have a weakened immune system, if you're someone who's elderly or you're over the age of 65, you know, as we age, our immune systems naturally will start to break down. So it's really important as we age that we try to maintain better environments, try to look out for these types of things because these can really impact you as you age, but then also try to do some things to improve the environment knowing that, you know, you are getting into a different age bracket and these things may affect you.
We're speaking with Caroline Blazovsky, and she is known as, in the entire world, as America's Healthy Home Expert. You really do need to learn a lot about her through her website and her business, healthyhomeexpert.com. And there's a lot of great information that you'll be able to learn that you may not even know about. And this way, by you learning it, you can help your loved ones and friends and relatives to say, did you ever think about this? And these are some very, you know, very easy ideas to look at to address in your home. And that, I guess, for the past 16 years, Caroline, that's why you've received the Green America Approved Business. Congratulations.
Thank you. And that's a great society. Green America out of Washington, D.C. Offers certifications that you can get for businesses and companies that are really looking to improve, you know, the not only the nature of their business, but looking to have green practices incorporated into their business. So they offer certifications, and as long as you, you know, meet their criteria, you can qualify to be a green business, which I think is phenomenal and also helpful to the environment, of course.
Yeah, and I think also you had mentioned concerning this mold, that bad word that Terry D had mentioned, beginning with an M. A lot of times when the sun doesn't hit these clothes or this area, it grows faster, because if you ever notice, on a tree or a side of a building, mold is green, and it's only on the north side of the building, north side of the tree, simply because it doesn't get any sun.
Absolutely, and that's maybe you should work in my business. I'm starting to think you've got a good eye for this. So when you When you look, when I go to look at a home, say I'm doing an investigation or an inspection on a home, I'm always going to look at the north side first. And that's the reason, because the worst side is always going to be that north side of your home. So if you're at home and, you know, you start to think, hey, I really want to kind of take a look and see if I do have any moisture problems or I do have mold issue, look at that north side. Figure out which is, you know, the north, and then look at the damage that's been done or if you have any green moss growing on your house, because those are all indicators that you may have a moisture problem. Exactly.
And as a, you are a certified remediation specialist with the mold, correct?
Correct. I'm okay. A certified mold remediator. I'm also an indoor environmentalist, which means that I, you know, examine home environments, obviously, and test for different things. I'm also a healthy home specialist, so I have some very unique certifications that I've been able to acquire over the years.
And as such, with the mold remediation, is there a certain amount or square footage that one might say, okay, well, you've crossed the threshold here, and this is just, I know, any mold is probably too much, but are there any type of limitations with that?
Yeah, I usually recommend if you see over 10 square feet, you know, if you're under 10 square feet, it's probably something that you can address and a contractor could address. When you start to get over 10 square feet, you may want to have an expert either come out and test it. Anytime you see mold, in my opinion, you should at least test the air to see how much you're exposed to and what kinds you're exposed to. If it's over 10 square feet, then you might want to bring in a professional and do some proper remediation. And there's a good site that I usually recommend so that you get someone that's qualified, not fly by night, that they have their certifications. And that's an organization called ACAC.org. So if you see a lot of mold or you think my basement's really moldy, I've had roof leaks, I see mold there, call someone from this organization, find someone in your area, enter in your zip code, and at least you'll be getting someone who's highly certified.
And if it's small or if it's below 10 square feet, then typically it could be handled through, you know, bleach or something along those lines?
Yeah, you typically don't want to use bleach with mold. There's been a lot of studies that actually show that, one, it'll bleach the area and not really get rid of those proteins that we were talking about. So you want to use a product to clean mold that's actually designated to remove microbial growth. But also, you want to really remove, if you have mold on sheetrock or plywood, you really want to remove a piece of that instead of just covering over it or trying to wipe it away. So you'd actually, if you do see mold growth on something, you want to remove the source because it obviously has permeated it and can be a health concern. So
We're speaking with Caroline Blazovsky. Basically, she is America's healthy home expert. You can get all this information that she's describing to us in these first two segments at her website, healthyhomeexpert.com. And I can just imagine, Caroline, your home, when people come into your house, do they take off their shoes and put on slippers? And your house is probably so clean, it's probably cleaner than an operating room, I mean.
No, I'm not that clean, but I'm up there. And I've always been, so I have to say it's sort of not far off from my profession. But I really believe cleanliness is next to godliness. It really is. And it's the cleaner you are, and, you know, I'm not saying you have to be a neat freak, but the cleaner you are, the healthier you're going to be. And if you keep an eye on these things, you keep dust mites down, you don't keep a lot of clutter, things that can accumulate dust where you can't clean, and you know, you want to be able to move around in the house and be able to clean surfaces and flooring and not have a lot of things piled up. And then, you know, you watch for mold. These things are really going to make a difference in your life, as not only as you get older, but just the quality of the life that you're going to live.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And you're walking the walk and talking the talk, aren't you, Caroline?
I do believe it.
On the other side of the break, let's get into more details on Caroline's business and basically as the owner there, America's Healthy Home Expert. That's Terry D. I'm Gary B. We'll be right back with September Living.
Welcome back. And Gary B., this is such great information. I did not know that bleach wasn't the answer for mold problems.
Well, Caroline painted a good picture there. You know, it's going to stain everything, let's say, to a white. But if you're in the bathroom,
well,
you know, and
true.
You've got the tub there and it's white.
But it's still leaving behind the proteins.
But it's still a, she has a very valid point there. So that website that she mentioned, acac.org, is a great location to go to get a lot more information on that, as well as Caroline's website herself, since she is America's Healthy Home Expert, which is healthyhomeexpert.com, and be able to, and again, I was very impressed with that website, starting off with those test kits for toxins that you can get, and seeing all the approval ratings and everything, very impressive.
Now, you don't have to study for any of those tests, do you?
I hope not. I didn't.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Caroline, all kidding aside, you know, I think a lot of people out there are probably under the myth that bleach is the answer to some of these challenges, these problems, these mold issues. What is a better method if they come across something that they themselves can manage?
Well, the reason that bleach has been problematic is there's been some studies that have shown that when you mix the bleach and its residue with these mycotoxins that we talked about that could potentially be there with black mold and these toxic molds we hear about, it can actually make a very lethal combination in the sense that it can be very detrimental to the human body. And they've seen some studies where they think there could have been some correlation potentially with it causing carcinogenic effects. So to me, that's enough to say, look, you know, what can we do to clean this? And that's why you do want to hire a professional, somebody that uses, there are products specifically designed for microbial remediation that work well. And then there's also, like, if you're a homeowner, if you start to see mold reoccurring in your shower, so you wipe it away, maybe you use some hydrogen peroxide is a good product to clean your bathrooms with. I usually recommend that toilets and bathrooms and sinks, you use hydrogen peroxide, because when it does break down, it doesn't leave behind any residue except water and oxygen. So it just breaks into stuff that's very benign. So if you start to see mold growth reappearing, you know, you shower and then all of a sudden you've got all this growth back again in your shower, you have to start to realize that there's probably something going on behind the wall that you can't see. Because, you know, years of showering, we bring these water sources in, you've got umpteen people taking a shower, the water eventually infiltrates, you know, whether it's through grout cracks or if you have an enclosure crack or around tubs, wherever, it does get back there. And then eventually over time, you know, like I said, 25 years, you're going to see some problems. So you have to keep an eye. If you keep seeing a lot of mold growth, it's probably going to be time to do a remodel on your bathroom. You shouldn't, otherwise you shouldn't see it.
Well, and here's a thought, or I really just want your take on this. So if somebody has a bathroom, and let's say that the caulking is not complete or it's not a very good job, and they notice that there has been an area that that water has been getting into, I think most people would think, well, I got to caulk this. And so basically they're caulking what now may be a problem in place. And now that water has gotten, you know, underneath or behind the tub wall or shower wall. And so what should they do in a situation like that?
Well, really, ultimately, if you've designed your shower properly, you shouldn't really have these issues. It starts to happen when, you know, we haven't designed it properly or water starts, it's deterioration over time. You know, you've got your grout and then your grout deteriorates and then you just keep re-caulking, but the grout's gone and now the water's gotten back there. So again, if it starts to become problematic and it's bigger than, you know, 10 square feet and you've got this continually happening, start to look at possibly realizing that there may be something, just, you know, age of the shower or just water infiltration has gotten back there over time. It, you know, in my shower, I've got a bathroom, I'm going to say it's about 16 years now. And that's what's starting to happen. It's just starting to get moldy around the surfaces, you know, of the tub. And I know it's time to do a remodel. I didn't get 25 years out of the bathroom, but nowadays with the products we're using, and, you know, the quality of the product, sometimes that's not happening anymore.
And Caroline, you would also say that with that type of a thing where somebody's thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend the money on a remodel, they could be spending far more dollars if they choose not to do that, and they have to address this problem down the road, correct?
Correct. So, and what the why I like people to test is that the testing shows you where you're starting to have a problem. So I'll get clients who are saying, I want to test my home for mold. We test, and I see a slight indication that the mold levels are starting to rise in an area around the bathroom. And I'll say, look, it's not serious enough that you got to address it immediately tomorrow. You're not going to wake up and you've got a ton of mold growing in your house. But what this is telling me is start to prepare for the future. This bathroom is getting up there in age. 5 years from now, at least, you're going to have to do it and start to save money. So what I like about it is it gives you a plan, because these things are expensive. Bathrooms, kitchen remodels are extremely expensive to do. And even if you do just a basic bathroom now, it can run you $15,000. So you need to really start to plan for these things. And what the test does is it tells you how severe it is and how much time you're going to have and when you think you have to plan to do it.
Right, and that is something that not only money-wise for remodeling, but what about your body? What have you been breathing that has been inside of your body that you don't know about? And how much is that going to cost you maybe 10 or 15 years down the road as well, Caroline?
Exactly. And you want to, if you start to have symptoms in your house that are unexplained, you know, you're starting to feel maybe you have headaches, maybe you have stuffiness, and you go to the doctor and there's real no explanation for these things. You know, people have neurologic effects and the doctor says, you're fine. We've done your blood work. We've done your urine. Everything's good. Start to look at your home. And that's what's important, because we see so many people who have suffer with these symptoms and then they finally end up finding a doctor who understands environmental medicine and understands that these things can impact our bodies. And we change a few things in the home and their symptoms are gone. So it's really important to look into your home environment, especially if you're suffering with something that you really don't have an explanation for.
And that is one reason why we have Carolyn Blazovsky on the show here today at the September Living at septemberliving.com, because she is America's healthy home expert. And a lot of individuals say, well, I never thought of that. And so these are kind of different situations, different ideas we love to tell the individuals out there. If you've gone to the doctor, just like Caroline had mentioned, and they cannot find anything wrong, start looking inside the house and basically start off by going to Caroline's website, healthyhomeexpert.com, and you'll be able to get a lot of great information on what you need to do at your home. And you know what I do, Carolyn? I don't let anybody take showers anymore at my place. I say, okay, you can only take a bath. You can't have a shower, so no water gets on the walls. but Caroline, also, your company has been, as I noticed on the website, you're in some very high-profile magazines, a lot of great information.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be in a lot of media publications and radio shows just like this one, and had a very big presence in being able to educate the American audience and also internationally about these issues and why I think they're so important. And I really think, you know, our environments are a key to wellness. I don't think they can be ignored, and I think that they play a bigger portion into our health than we realize. And that's why my agenda is to push these things and try to get us to understand that what we put on our bodies, whether it's personal care products, laundry detergents, what we use in our homes, if you're exposed to gasoline, if you store, you know, pesticides, chemicals, all these things that you're keeping in your home, you're affected by them. Your skin is your largest bodily organ. We forget that our, you know, our skin is an actual organ, and these things absorb into our system very, very rapidly. So it's important to understand that just because you're storing something in your home doesn't mean that it's not affecting you or it's not getting into your body.
Right. Right. You're exactly right with that there, too. Now, do you have a cable show?
No,
why
I don't.
Not? Caroline, why not? Caroline.
I know,
Come on, I could host that for you, by the way. But that, I think that would be very popular, because, again, this is an issue that people just kind of overlook at some times, and I think that would be very powerful, don't you believe?
Well, what's very interesting is over the years, I mean, I've been doing this 16 years, I'd like to show people, clients, and show the stories, because there's so many interesting stories about a client came to me and they had this problem or that problem, and we solved these issues, or their child had learning disabilities and their child was having their bedroom was above the garage. Now you can imagine when you pull a car in and out or all the things you store in a garage and you have a child sleeping above this space, how does that impact that child? That child you know, can have learning disabilities. They're constantly in a fog because they're exposed to so many chemicals. It's like you're breathing in all these toxins all the time. And when we change these things, it's miraculously interesting how people's symptoms improve, how their lives improve, right. how they, you know, they just have better living, better wellness altogether. So it's really fascinating, actually. I have a lot of interesting stories to tell, for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of these testimonials are great. On the other side of the break, we're going to have a lot more with Caroline Blazovsky. She is, again, America's Healthy Home Expert. That's Terry D. I'm Gary B. You're listening to September Living.
And we're back talking with Caroline Blazovsky, Healthy Home Expert. She is America's Healthy Home Expert, Gary B. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the mold, mildew, you know, all of these things that they can get into the home, get into the flooring, the drywall, behind drywall, up in the ceiling. We really haven't touched on what happens if these types of particulates get into our heating and cooling system and into our ductwork. What do we do about that, Caroline?
Well, that's why it's really important for people to service their ductwork every season. So in spring and summer, you're going to service your air conditioning unit. And the reason you need to do this is because you have these condensate coils that can, one, build up mold and debris, but you also have drip pans that collect the moisture when you're creating air conditioning that can fill with water, debris, and they can overflow. And if these get clogged up, then you can have leaks in your system, leaks up in your attic if you've got air conditioning systems up there or in your basement. So you really want to make sure that these units are cleaned out. A little bit of vinegar and water works great to clean out inside these units. Make sure your HVAC, you know, contractor, when he comes out, you can just give him some vinegar and water. That's what mine does. You just clean out these pans. Make sure that the condensate tubes are flowing and that your water is draining away from the unit, not backing up into the house. So that's really important. And the same thing with your furnace. You want to make sure that that is, you know, burning clean. You don't have carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, that you're, you know, everything's going up your flue pipe and going or going out your PVC pipe, wherever you're exhausting air to, so make sure those things don't get clogged up with bird nests and things that can really lead to some major health issues if those aren't operating properly.
What about, should we have a filter on our system?
Absolutely. So your air conditioning system will have a filter, or if it's, you know, if you have a combo unit, then you'll have one filter. And that's when we talk about incorporating HEPA filtration. We know that especially over the age of 65, if you use HEPA filtration in your home, whether that would be in a standalone unit, which is an air purifier, you'll hear of HEPA, H-E-P-A, HEPA purifiers, or if you have replaced that one-inch filter that you always change, you know, everybody's used to changing a one-inch filter, you can incorporate a HEPA filter into your HVAC system as well, but that has to be done with your contractor. So if you do this, we see positive effects with people over the age of 65 improving cardiovascular function just by changing the types of filters or incorporating those filters into their homes.
Yeah, Caroline, you're exactly right with that, too. In my other life, I designed and built computer rooms, and these big air conditioning units in these computer rooms had these gigantic HEPA filters. And again, individuals in September Living Land need to write that down, H-E-P-A, HEPA filter. The next time you go to your local place that you buy your filters, ask for that. Don't buy the little cheapos, but they put these big HEPA filters in there to keep this dirt and dust from getting into the computers. So it would just make sense to do that in your own home to keep this dirt and dust out of your body. Because again, you're having your relatives over, you're having your grandkids over. So think ahead, you know, be proactive rather than reactive. So there's a lot of great, as you just mentioned too, Caroline, the ductwork in there, they can build that up so much. And if you let that go, you're going to pay for it in the long run with your body as well, as you just mentioned.
And I have a personal story with ductwork is that I purchased a home and my mom was very allergic to cats. So when I purchased a home, I cleaned it, I scrubbed everything down, and you walked in, it was immaculate, and she was still sneezing. And I said, this can't be. And she's like, there has to be cat in here. And I said, well, Mom, I've cleaned everything, and the only thing I didn't clean was the duct. So I did pay a very good duct company to come out. And there are, you want to go with they look like fire engines when they come. They blow 15,000 CFM, all this air through your ductwork to really clean it effectively. And sure enough, as soon as I did the duct work, it must have eliminated the cat protein. And the next time she came into the house, she was perfectly fine. So that just shows you these things do get in the duct work. They hang out there. And especially if you have people in the house allergic to pet allergens and things like that, it's really important to do it.
Caroline, our time goes by so fast here. We're coming up on the end of the segment. What would you like to leave our September listeners with?
I'd really like them to start looking to see how healthy their homes are and to really understand that where we live and how we live impacts our wellness and our health. And if you do have symptoms that are unexplained, you know, you have headaches, sinusitis, asthma symptoms, whatever they may be, and you're not really getting answers, start to look at your home environment, start to look at things in your home that could be contributing and try to make your home a healthier place to be.
Again, that is Caroline Blazovsky. She is America's healthy home expert. Go to her website, healthyhomeexpert.com, and you'll be amazed what you'll learn that you've never even thought about. And after 16 years, you've accumulated a lot of great information for specifically our September Living listeners out there, Caroline.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be on the show. I'm glad that I got to connect with both of you, and it's been a good time.
It has been. And again, you're a real trooper. Thanks for putting all the information together with us. And Terry D and I both appreciate your time and healthy living to you out there, Caroline.
You too.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And Terry D, you're in the home remodification business yourself, and with your company Live Well, you go into homes to make people, to help people stay in their home so they don't have to go to a senior living place or to go somewhere else. Stay in your home as long as you can, and you run into this all the time.
Well, I do. We see it often, and you know, it's just a part of living, Gary B. I mean, you live in this house every day. You've got other people that come in and out. Think about how many times you change clothes. Clothes pile up if you've got kids or grandkids. So everything that Caroline talked about, it happens every day, and she's got the answers to help, you know, people stay healthy while they're able to just live their normal lives and not have to deal with, you know, being sick and not knowing why.
Yeah, and you're right, Terry D, and I made a little joke of it that she has a very clean house that she makes people take off their shoes or whatever it is when you walk into the house. And that's not really a bad idea.
Not at all.
Let's think of Uncle Elmer that comes in. He works at a gas station, and he's walking around the gas station area there and fuel and oil
and all that stuff that's just coming into the house. And if he wipes it on that mat, then that mat just stays. It just collects all of that, and it just keeps having it go into the air.
Yeah,
totally makes sense.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's not a big deal, and I think it's really for the health of the individual living in the home and for everybody who comes visits. It's very important to do that. And the clothes, as you mentioned, don't let the clothes pile up for a couple weeks like I do sometimes. But the point is that doing that, keeping it, you know, because again, I may be outside cutting the grass and it might come in, my shirt's wringing wet, I throw it into the basket and throw other clothes on top of it. Well, that shirt is still wet.
Yep.
Now, what's going to be growing on that? Mold, blah, blah, blah. So bottom line is that you got to keep that all into perspective, Terry D.
Absolutely.
I tell you, a lot of great information, and Caroline Blazovsky did a super job. I want to give her website out. It's very important, not only to keep your house in great condition, but it keeps your body in great condition. Again, as we say here all the time, the health is very important, so make sure you go to her website, healthyhomeexpert.com, and say Terry D and Gary B sent you. How about that, Terry D?
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. And also,
great information.
Don't forget our engineer. You know, he wants to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, we want him to be healthy as well.
Oh, we definitely want to do that.
We know his mom wants him to be healthy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. She loves him to death. But again, we do appreciate Caroline being a part of us. Here this past hour on all the great information that we're supplying all of our listeners out there. So we're glad that she's able to talk about test kits that are out there for toxins in your home. But by going to our website, you can get a lot of great information. Thanks to our engineer, William Stewart Smith. For my broadcast partner, Terry D, that's all for me, Gary B. Thanks again for listening to September Living.
You've been listening to the September Living Show. Podcasts are available, and you can join us online by clicking the radio show tab at septemberliving.com. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/September Living. Reach us by phone at 800-652-7288, prompt number 801. That's 800-652-7288, prompt 801.
We look forward to seeing you next week, same time, on this same wonderful station. Till then, enjoy life, help others in need, give your wisdom to our youth. They need you, and God bless.